Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's episode. Number one, obviously, you guys know that this is an interview episode. And I just want to say that I appreciate all of the constant positive feedback I get from all of you about, you know, the great guests that you may have not heard of prior to listening to the episodes. And that's the idea of this podcast. Obviously, there are known names out there of people that follow, but there's a lot of brilliant, amazing people out there that are doing great things. And if I could be the channel of that podcast that really highlights those individuals that you do need to know, that's exactly why we're doing this. And you guys know that I love talking about branding and marketing and SEO and all of those things. And I actually have an expert with me today to talk about all those things and more. So with that, Mike Brevik, welcome to today's episode.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So I always like to rewind the tape and go back before we go forward. So if you could rewind the tape of your entrepreneurial journey and press stop at a certain point where you feel that was that pivotal moment that kind of put you on the path that you're now currently on into the future, what was that moment for you?
You know, I think it was two things. One is that the more I worked with the, you know, I say traditional, but the more I worked with the traditional like ad agencies and creative agencies, the more I realized that there wasn't a lot of relationship building there. There wasn't a lot of time being spent on building out kind of what you need to know about these clients and the journey they were on and really getting to know the before, during, and after piece that is so relevant and so important in building out a strong marketing strategy. And what would happen is we'd end up breaking up, so to speak, with these agencies before we really got a chance to show them who we were or for even for us to understand who they were. So kind of having experienced that a handful of times in my corporate world, like I kind of thought, you know, man, that doesn't make any sense why these agencies don't give themselves more of a chance or more time to really get to know these clients and kind of build that relationship long term. And the second thing is that I just got to the point in my corporate career where I just realized I was a long ways away from where I started. And where I started was art, creativity, design. Like it was a lot more creative and just fundamentally something that I had done my whole life. And fast forward, you know, 20 years into my career and 10 to 12 of it being in the corporate world, I was managing people and signing off on vacation forms. And I was just a long ways away from being creative anymore. And kind of the combination of those two things kind of pushed me over the edge and I needed to start something different. So,
yeah, sometimes you need to, you know, burn the boat, so to speak, as Tony Robbins says, and just kind of, you know, figure it out as we go. And I think that's the one thing about being an entrepreneur. There's not a singular path that we all go down. Every entrepreneur ends up in a place, in a space where you end up doing what you love, but that path that you go down in order to get there looks different for every single one of us. And, but what I can say is that it's similar in the sense that there was a significant pain point that you had to kind of grow through, acknowledge, digest, and get to that breaking point or that rock bottom point where you're like, you know, I'm frustrated. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to kind of go out on my own. So in switching over from being in the corporate world and doing what you were doing to what you're doing now with your own company, what would you say was the biggest struggle or hurdle that you had to face working for someone else as opposed to working for your own self?
You know, I think I wouldn't even call it a struggle. I think it was more kind of a realignment and a focus that I had to kind of address and really accept, is that when you work for somebody, when you're an employee, there's a lot of hiding behind the employer that happens. You know, every 2 weeks that paycheck shows up, so you don't necessarily worry about that as much. When something doesn't go right, you just, I mean, to some degree, you shrug it off because tomorrow's another day. And you just get to kind of, you know, it's not a water off a duck's back, so to speak, because you don't have to carry the brunt of the responsibility because you're working for the company, working for the man, however you want to put it. You don't think about it in the same way. And I think when you start your own business and you cultivate something from inside you, you build a brand. What's this brand about? Not only are you a little bit closer tied to it, but you start to realize that this is all a reflection of me. Wow. Like I got to pay attention to the details. I have to, you know, and it wasn't a struggle, like I said, but it was more an awakening of, you know, something that I really need to address and build into part of the future of this business is how much this matters, because if I don't pay attention to it, who's gonna?
Why do you feel, you know, being, you know, in the marketing and the branding and everything that you're doing now, that side of the world, much like myself and my wife, why do you feel people still don't put enough value on really leaning into their personal brand and their marketing strategy when it comes to really growing a business, even if it's their own business and they have products and services and courses attached to it? But the personal side of things is so vital because you build a know, like, and trust. Why do you feel people still aren't giving enough value to that and understanding it like they should?
I think part of it's a lack of experience, because I think sometimes you got to get burnt a little bit to understand why it matters. But I think sometimes too, people just go with the flow. So they read, you know, maybe it's some entrepreneurial books, or they get advice from somebody that says, man, if I were you, I'd do this, without really doing the self-check. They just go, yeah, that sounds good. And they follow the flow. And all of a sudden you're 5, 6, 10 years down the road and you've cultivated and perhaps built something that doesn't align with you anymore. And now you have this machine that operates on quick sales, or it operates on, you know, maybe a lack of authenticity, and maybe it operates on, maybe relationships don't matter, but that train's now going so fast, it's really hard to inject that, you know, when you're way down in the process. And the problem that I see, like when I tell people to kind of like, let's do that up front, some of the pushback sometimes is, well, does that get me there faster? Not necessarily. It might even get you there slower, to be honest with you, but you will end up in a much better place overall. And it's people's willingness to accept that or understand it that I think is a hurdle, because everybody wants the light switch results. Everybody wants to go from 0 to 100 as fast as possible. Everybody wants to go viral. It's like, so you have to kind of talk them out of that idea that not only is it not that realistic overall, but it's not necessarily the best way either.
Yeah, we live in a world that's built around instant gratification now because of, I would say, all of the things that go on with social media and how overstimulated we all are. We, again, want to go viral, but if you ask, why do you want to go viral? The person doesn't even know why they want to go viral.
Right.
The vanity metrics of marketing is, again, very attractive to some people, but it's more important what happens on the back end of that. You know, what is the journey that someone is going down? And I actually did a LinkedIn live training about a month ago, or the time that we're recording this. And I basically, you know, quantified, you know, there's something called engagement pods that people do on social media where they kind of gather together and they all like and comment on each other's stuff to try to, quote unquote, beat the algorithm, which the algorithm is always 8 steps ahead of all of us. Like things that are, we don't know what is going to hit next because it's already a couple months ahead of us. But I the way that I really view marketing and branding and content creation, and this is something that, you know, my wife talks about in her book, is the quality over the quantity, right? It's not the quantity of content you're putting out there. It's the quality of that. It's not the quantity of engagements that you get on your content. It's the quality of that. And I basically backed that up by saying, I would much rather have 11 or 12 highly engaged people liking and commenting on my stuff, because I know I'm building the know, like, and trust from them, because those people end up becoming your customers, clients, or people that you serve. And you don't need thousands of people to grow a successful business. Sometimes you need that tribe of just a few hundred that love and appreciate every single thing that you do. So with what you see, because obviously you're on the side of the things that my wife and I are on, is there going to be a time where this whole aspect of the instant gratification world and the vanity metric world, is that going to break at some point and we're going to kind of get smacked back into reality and people need to realize that slow and steady wins the race? Or do you feel, with all of the spammy marketing tactics that are still out there, it's still going to kind of draw people into one those get rich quick or, you know, quick viral aspects? What do you see happening in the future?
I don't think it'll lump one way or another. I think we'll slowly migrate people from one mindset to another, and hopefully the slow and steady logical mindset eventually takes over. But I think, you know, with new tools in development, new social media platforms, AI, it's just more gas on the fire for people to think there's such an easier light switch way to do this. And like, I know we've all talked about COVID a million times, but like, that's what we saw happen during COVID, is that for those people who had a solid foundation and kind of a sense of themselves, they were able to pivot and survive and almost thrive through what was kind of a dark time in many industries, where a lot of people who only had, you know, they're call it a one trick pony. When the one trick they had didn't work anymore, they folded, they quit, they couldn't even make it. And that's really unfortunate for those businesses that had to, you know, go down that road. But that's kind of the risk you run when, like, you're not willing to invest and build foundation and really stress that kind of a thing. And I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but for those who have learned that hard lesson, for whatever's coming down the road, businesses, industries go up and down, there's peaks and valleys, plan for that next valley by having a strong foundation, a strong brand, and a strong sense of self. And not saying you won't be affected by it, but not even remotely as bad or to the limit that some other people are, because I think it's important. And we saw it just a couple of years ago. Like, a lot of businesses thrive through COVID, and, you know, people are left to wonder, well, how did that happen? Well, it's because their approach was different.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what happened with us. I mean, my wife and I, our company, I've been online personally since 2013, growing my business. And then we launched our company together in 2017. So we had already had, you know, prior to the pandemic, I was already online for 7 years doing what I was doing. And then even together, we were, you know, our company was online 3 years prior to the pandemic. So we were primed and ready for it. But I love something that you said, and I posted about this in a Facebook group the other day, that when you invest $0, your rate of return is $0. And so many people want to be successful, but they're not willing to invest in something that they love. And money mindset is one of those mentalities that always needs to be worked on, because every single one of us, whether we grew up impoverished in some way, or we grew up middle class or upper class, you know, for me, I didn't live a bad life. You know, nothing was handed to me. You know, I grew up in an entrepreneurial family, so I learned grassroots the importance of working hard and growing a business. And I saw that from, you know, what my dad did. And, you know, my mom didn't really have to work, but she was a go-getter. And as soon as my sister and I would get off to school, you know, she worked for a local business owner at a boutique in our local area. She worked till 5. She would come home. She would immediately start cooking dinner. You know, we were all at the dinner table at 6 o'clock. That was her rule, Monday through Thursday. You know, my dad would come home. He'd have to be home by 6. We were all at the dinner table together. And I learned those foundations. And not to like say that you can't get where you need to be by not investing, but it's going to take you a lot longer. And my wife goes back to a quote from Marie Forleo, who wrote a book called, you know, Everything is Figureoutable. She said, you'd be stupid not to invest in someone that can shorten the learning curve and get you where you want to be quicker, right? Because we have this relationship with money that if we're afraid if we spend it, we're not going to get it back. Like it's gone. But you have to understand, if you're have a pension or if you have a 401k or an IRA, you're investing in that money like blindly. And if you have a financial planner or financial advisor, or it's just in the money market, obviously that's going to accrue interest over time. You're not thinking about it. You're like, this is a long-term investment. The same approach needs to be taken with your business. You know, everyone gets very hung up when they want to invest in a coach or a program or a mastermind or a course because they're like, well, what's my ROI going to be? Is it going to work? Well, if you work something, it's going to work. But if you don't work it, it's not going to work. So what is your mentality and what is your approach with those that say, you know what, I can go at it my own. I don't need to hire a company or I don't need to work anyone. I'm just going to kind of put my nose to the ground and I'm just going to grind it out. And hopefully in a couple of years, things will be where I want them to be.
I think it's a couple things. One is that if you're going to take on the burden of all these marketing tasks and these different things, you know, on one hand, good for you, but on another hand, it's going to take you completely out of the game on the different things you should be focusing on. So you might be able to grassroots grow certain aspects of your business through marketing and whatnot, but you're not going to grow it through, you know, client relationships or like you have to, there's only so many hours in a day. So you are going to basically subject yourself to some kind of a sacrifice in order to keep all this in-house or to try to do it all yourself. And I think it's important to note to people too that you do have to spend money and you do have to be strategic and be wise about it and all those different things. And I'm not saying you don't, but you also have to know when you gotta spend some money here's how I want to do it. And the overall investment that we're talking about is not just the money. You have to invest in resources. You have to invest in relationships. You have to invest in sweat equity. You have to invest. So all the different things that are going to be ingredients in this recipe of success, it's all investment. And there's only so much of it to go around. So you have to be smart with how you do it. And that to be said is the part where it's like, you know, I'm not a social media expert, or I don't know how to build a website, or just take those pieces and do what you can with it. Find a marketing professional and say, hey, I've got X amount per month. How far does this get me? Like, go down that road. At least you have a sense of understanding. Because if the answer is, you know, I'm just not going to spend money there, X, Y, and Z. Or if you're looking for light switch results, like I really question how confident you are in your own business, because people who are confident in their business have a strong foundation, a good sense of self, brand, whatever. They're not afraid to invest. They're not afraid to spend a little money when it makes sense, because they know that if 2 + 2 = 4, like they're smart about it. The people that, you know, the scarcity mindset and the people that are looking for, if I give you $50, can you give me 500? You don't really understand how this works. And that tells you a lot about who you're dealing with. And it's our jobs to educate them and hopefully to help them through that process. But it does tell me a little bit about their confidence in their own business.
Yeah. People's words reveal where their mindset is. And again, to that point, it's really good to kind of filter through and ask yourself as the business owner, is this person really ready for what I'm offering? Do I want to work with them? Because that's the thing. It is a collaboration in the sense that it has to be the right fit, not only for the business owner, but for the client that they're about to take on. So with your company, Cyber Dogs Marketing, obviously there's a lot of marketing companies out there. If someone was to ask you, what really makes your company different from others out there that focus on the marketing, the branding, the SEO, the website, all that stuff that you guys focus on, what really differentiates you in the marketplace than other companies out there?
You know, it sounds ridiculously cliche, but it's It's our ability to build relationships with these people and to get inside the brand, to really understand the nuances of what makes them tick, why they are where they are today, where they want to go. We use, you know, the traditional marketing approaches and strategies as well. We look at the analytics. We, you know, we use best practices. We've got our own unique flavor on how we kind of bring those things to the table. But if you don't understand who the client is and you don't spend time understanding what it is that they're after or their approach to it, it's almost impossible to succeed and make their vision come to life. So like an example of this is a lot of marketing companies will have like an onboarding form, and that's as much information as they maybe use to get you started. Could you really tell me everything there is to know about you and your business in a 10 question form? Is that even possible? And doesn't it take time to get to know people? You know, think about your friends, your dating experiences, whatever. There's months that go by where you're learning new things about people and saying, oh man, I didn't know that. And you're constantly absorbing and digesting information about people if you spend time with them. It's huge. And you know, for most companies, they just want to get you rolling quick. They want to get those retainers rolling. And I think most clients, because they don't know any better, they're just like, okay, if this is the process, and they're just trying to keep up with it. And sadly, they're going down the wrong road. And I'm not saying there aren't good results to be had with some of that, but if you're really looking for a long-term growth plan and an understanding of who you are as a business, that's our uniqueness, man. We spend time, we invest in our clients, really.
It's all about the relationships. I could not agree with you more, because people ask myself and my wife the same thing. Like, you know, we have a multitude of different programs, and we have a high level group mastermind. And, you know, we have like a 60 to 70% retention rate for people continuing from year one to year two. That's really high. Most people that join a year long mastermind, they're like, all right, I got what I need. I'm going to find something else. We've had people stay with us for 3-4 years because we're constantly evolving. But to your point, our number one priority is the relationship that we have with the people that we work with. And it's the results that we're getting them. That's what drives us. Like we can't become successful if we can't make other people successful. That's the way this whole thing works. So
I tell my clients that all the time, that there's a selfishness in me that wants to hit home runs with everything we do. So make no bones about it. I want you guys to succeed, but I also want you to succeed so that I succeed, so that we can keep going down this road. Cause I want to grow my business too. I can't do that if I'm not crushing it for my clients.
Referrals and testimonials are the best way to grow a business, because it makes the lead generation and sales side of things so much easier when you're getting results for people and they're like, yeah, you gotta work with these guys. You gotta work with that. Like, and that happens to us every single week. We have people referring people to us because of what we're doing for others. So Mike, if somebody was interested in working with you guys, obviously we all have ideal people that we do want to work with. Who's the perfect candidate, whether it's a business or an individual, or if they have a product or a service, who do you guys best serve, and what's the best way for them to get in touch with you guys?
You know, we've had our best luck with people that, you know, they know enough about marketing to know that they need it, and they accept that challenge, but they also are open-minded about letting somebody else take the lead and direct them and kind of show them that path. And then I would say, outside of that, somebody who just is hungry to grow, like for real. You know, we get a lot of, like I said, we get a lot of clients and prospects sometimes that they want to grow, but they don't want to do what it takes to get there. And when bringing it back to like your investment comments, you have to invest time. You have to be involved. There's collaboration that is part of this process, that we can't do it without you. So if you're not coming to the table and you're not ready to, you know, pick up a shovel and dig with us, it's probably not going to work.
Well, again, I think we all have good fits and bad fits, but it's really clear on that. So if someone was looking to connect with you guys, what's the best way for them to do so? And again, tell them how they can find you on social.
Yeah, cyberdogsmarketing.com is probably the easiest way. And that's CYBERDOGZ marketing.com. And then, yeah, our socials are listed there. We're on Facebook, Instagram. LinkedIn's been a really good way to reach out and connect with me directly. So I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, all that will be in the show notes, so people aren't going to have to look too far in order to find you guys. So, Mike, final question before we sign off. What does success truly mean to you?
You know, the money, not that we all don't need money to exist, but true success for me is just wins all the way around for us and the clients so that we can enjoy what we do and feel successful in building our businesses and all those kinds of things. Like I'm pretty competitive and I really enjoy the process more than I do the money. So for me, it's really about generating an experience.
Yeah, you know, the experience behind things, again, that is what will continue to drive business to and from what we're doing. And, you know, being a results driven and a results oriented business or business owner, again, it will continue to allow us to thrive no matter what's going on with the economy, no matter what's going on in the online or offline world. And that's just the way that business works. And Mike, I just want to thank you again for being here today, sharing all your knowledge, your wisdom. And I know my network and the listeners are going to take so much away from it. So thank you again for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So again, everyone, to find out more about Mike and his company, if they could be a good fit for you, please check the show notes and the description of this episode in order to reach out. So again, everyone, thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.